Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the Morning Shift.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
And Atlanta sports radio guru, Bo Morgan.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company. The Morning Shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we are live in the Kia Studios. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you, and we got lots to talk about today, in particular with the NFL in our 7 o'clock hour. NFL Insider from NFL Network, Mike Garofolo, is going to join us as we continue to talk through all these moves made during free agency. We'll also get into the Hawks. I think that's probably a great place to start with their game last night against the Timberwolves. And yeah, I see you, Mike.
Well, look, man, first of all, I needed Dylan's green tea because this game, 10:45 last night, getting over last night. So I'm trying to watch the end of this game. And obviously it wasn't one you could turn off early. It comes down to the wire. And Carl Anthony Towns is giving the ball with about 7 seconds left last night. But overall, tough loss, obviously, for the Hawks in a game that you thought would be pivotal, kind of looking towards the rest of their season. And, I was looking for some direction, I guess, as to what to expect, because I feel like the T-Wolves were a good measuring stick for us. And kind of, you know, I don't even know how many games right now you got under Quinn Snyder's belt. Is it 12? So you kind of look at this game last night and then you say, hey, this is going to be a good measuring stick. We'll learn a lot about the team moving forward. When you see the starting lineup and Carl Anthony Towns is inserted into the starting lineup after not playing since early November, I believe it was, I immediately was like, oh, man, this is not a good thing. But the Hawks poured it on at one point, midway through the fourth quarter, had a pretty good lead, and it just kind of got salted away, a couple of turnovers. I know you were talking about Trae Young kind of leading into the show, but it was a tough one. I didn't have a problem though with their effort last night. It just is one of those games that for a number of different reasons didn't go their way.
No, it's the DNA of this team. You get up big, blow a lead, turn the ball over late, and then you lose. This has went through my head over and over and over again this morning. Did the Hawks do this to themselves? Because they blew a big lead, and I think Trae had three or four turnovers in the fourth quarter in crunch time when Minnesota was starting to make a run. All of that said, the referees handed Minnesota the game. Carl Anthony Towns hooks John Collins, and because he hooked John, he got off, and because JC was playing good defense, Carl Anthony Towns basically put himself on the floor. Gets the foul. Quinn Snyder does the right thing by reviewing it, And now they go to the table and the referees don't change it. You get the free throws. They go ahead. You miss a shot. Sadiq Bey is in position. And Taurean Prince, former Hawk, just basically butts him out of the way, literally. And it was a foul. They don't call it. And then they come back afterwards. Yeah, we made the bad call. We should have called that foul.
It's frustrating. I don't want to be one of those people that's like, you know, you can't leave the game in the official's hands. Like, okay, you hear that all the time. But yeah, I mean, listening to Quinn Snyder talk about it after the game and how, you know, he's thinking about a bunch of different things, right? A missed shot here and there, a missed foul. But he kept coming back to the same thing. And he said that was the fact that they competed. He felt like that was the important thing. So can you take a W out of that fact?
Well, it's so hard for me to talk about because you go through all the reasons they lost, right? You look at the turnovers. You look at the inbound play where DeAndre Hunter takes the three at the end of the game. You wonder what the other options were. I think Quinn Snyder goes on record last night as saying, look, we started our movement kind of before he had the ball in his hands on the inbound play. There's just so many different things to look at and reasons why they might have lost last night. And then you come all the way back to the fact that they lost by 1 point on a foul call that was extremely questionable. And I think that's what Quinn Snyder's talking about. The energy was there. The ability to compete was there. And remember, this is a team that played back-to-back and literally had to get on a plane and head up there. And I'm not giving them excuses for back-to-backs, but there was a lot of good to take away from it. It just stinks that at the end of all the good, you didn't come away with the win.
You brought up the inbounds play. Let's hear what Quinn Snyder had to say about that.
There was three options, but we can execute that play a little better. We started too soon before the referee didn't hand DeAndre the ball. But we had, I think we had a couple guys open. So, but again, we had a look. We had a chance for an offensive rebound and had a three, had a two. Didn't happen, but we competed.
Yeah, did he just say we competed at the end? We competed?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned before. Yeah.
But we competed.
That's great. I'm so tired of hearing these things. Like, we competed. Or it's either when we get up big and we blow a lead, we competed. And when
we
come
competed.
Out flat, it's like, we weren't ready tonight. Like, this team's DNA is to either come out and just get it handed to them or get up to a big lead and either lose it completely and the game or barely hang on. I don't know, man. I'm just so frustrated because this is literally the definition of mediocrity.
As a collective unit, like, we got to figure out that identity of what we're playing for. If you really want to win.
Yeah, dude, you're 70-something games into the season. And I was told that this was Nate. Nate's the reason. Nate's offense is the reason they're going cold. They're losing these big leads. And now you're 5-7 under Quinn Snyder. And two of the last three games you've lost because you've done what? Blow double-digit leads.
I think it's been what it's been all season.
I mean, just look. Like I said, it's hard. It's hard to really for me to kind of look at this game and wonder all the what is because I think there's a number of different reasons you lose. I'll say this much though: watching the game last night, it was not. I don't want to say shocking. Shocking is a big word. I was so intrigued by their size compared to our size. You look at Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns. I think Quinn Snyder said it at one point. You might have had 3 7-footers on the floor for Minnesota. The length it just seemed to show up at the end. I was. And by the way, Finch makes the call with 7 seconds left and says, hey, Karl Anthony Towns, go get this thing. You haven't played in 52 games.
That's what I was going to bring up.
52 games. There's 7 seconds left, and you're like, hey, big fella, you got John Collins right there in the middle. Go at this guy.
He called it, a movie ending. He was glad his movie had a good ending. I mean, the guy comes back in his big return, 22 points. And, yeah, it shows you, the Hawks, I guess, couldn't hang with them last night, losing by 1-125 to 124. We will continue to talk about the Hawks on the other side. And we'll also talk about a really good, I think it's a feel-good story for Mike Soroka and the Braves. That is just ahead here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929, The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. And we're still going to talk about the Hawks. We're still going to get into the Braves and a feel-good story. I want to know, Mike, you told us about your anniversary, which was yesterday. Happy anniversary, Lindsay, again. You guys were supposed to go to dinner last night. I need to know, and she got you the gift that you were not expecting because you had that agreement brutal. That couples make. We're not going to get each other anything, and then you get a gift. How did you redeem yourself?
I didn't, to be honest with you. What's funny is at one point yesterday, I know she listened to me talking about the whole situation, so that kind of blew up in my face, which, reminder to everybody, you can go back and listen to certain segments on the Odyssey app, which, you know, look, that's a great tool, but it kind of doesn't play into my favor sometimes when I'm trying to keep things under wrap. Yeah, so she went back and listened to it. I get, like, texts, like, at the end of the show. She's like, do not bring me flowers. I don't need a card. She wants to take a trip this summer. We're kind of scouting a couple places out, a couple different events we want to go to. But, yeah, babysitter fell through, so end up cooking a meal kit, open a nice bottle of wine, open a little bottle of Camus, which is
that's fancy,
a little bit of fancy.
Yeah, that's not bad wine at all.
No, it's not bad. So yeah, just did the whole look, man, suburban family of four,
suburban dream.
Just basic thing last night, and it was just like any other night, but we did. I mean, look, man, we had a little bit of we went back and watched our wedding video, which is
God, I hate doing that.
Yeah.
Jesus, Bo. My wife is going to destroy me, but she is so big. Like,
don't like that.
All right, stop it. I have come home before.
Is this something that guys don't like? Like, you don't want to watch the wedding video?
It's good memories for me.
I don't like that. I just don't like watching myself or listening to myself at all. So,
yeah.
So, when I. I don't know. What?
You set it up. I just teed off on it.
Boom!
You people. But seriously, I think for me is like I have come home before and she's like watching it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Not even on anniversary time?
No,
like, it's just a random, like, she, we pop this.
She's very sentimental about that kind of stuff. She loves seeing that.
Yeah. I mean, look, man, it's our wedding video is like, it's just fun to go back and watch just because, you know, a lot of stuff's happened since then. You know, freaking gained 20 pounds probably, had two kids, you know, the whole bit. So, and I mentioned to you before, and I don't know if I've said this on air, the officiant at our wedding was one of my old teammates with Atlanta, Joe Holly. And so it's just anybody who has ever followed around Joe Holly, and he kind of moved into a van after he retired from football. And he's just one of those like medicine man kind of guys, you know. So going back and watching the video of him kind of at the altar and going through things and seeing some of our friends and all the good memories, it's fun. It's probably something I think we're both good with at this point once a year. So I don't know that I would ever come home and find her watching it, you know, from the couch, but. Look, man, it was our anniversary, so little bottle of Camus, little wedding video, nothing too crazy. Tried to get in bed early, but then I had to go and watch the end of the Hawks game.
See, you know, you're talking about the suburban dream. I had a bowl of Greek yogurt for.
Do you have any granola in there? Some blueberries?
I threw some berries in there, some, you know, a little drizzle of honey, and then passed right out. So
I think it's interesting.
Living the dream.
I think it's interesting
that
Joe Holly turned into Matt Foley. He lives in a van down by the river.
Yeah. I live in a van
down by the
river.
Dude, he definitely did, man. And look, he left here after – it was right after our wedding. He had kind of left Tampa, moved out of the place he was in. Moves into his van and goes on this trek, man. He went to a bunch of, like, baseball games, a bunch of national parks. Ended up, I think he was at some kind of music festival and met who eventually would become his wife.
So he was married already.
So he brings his wife down to Austin where he was kind of thinking about buying a house or had just bought a house possibly. And then COVID hits, and they got locked down together in Austin. Dude, got married a few months later. Still during COVID, they got married. He sends me the Zoom link. What is this? It ended up being his wedding out in Las Vegas.
A movie. Hey, you're listening to The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I think it's a perfect time now to hit that front page.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on The Morning Shift.
The Atlanta Hawks lose a tough one to the Timberwolves in Minnesota last night, 125-124. We were talking about this loss earlier. Is it a, you know, they competed, right? That didn't make Bo happy to hear that. You can't take a win from that, but we can also talk about Trae Young.
But we competed.
We can talk about Trae Young and his performance in this one. And some crucial turnovers, guys, down the stretch.
Yeah, when they start blowing this lead, when you know do what they do in fourth quarters, and the lead starts evaporating, I think Trae was forcing the issue a little bit. He had a couple of turnovers that were just negligence with the ball, and they go and they do what they do every. It feels like every time this team loses a game, it's because they blew a big lead.
And I think it's been what it's been all season.
Yeah, it is. That is exactly, GJ, you're right. It's exactly what it's been all season. It's who you are. You're an average to mediocre team that can have good runs, but in the end of the day, you blow them and the game. But hey, you competed. I'm glad we're playing players, literally, we're almost at the luxury tax, and we're paying them to go out and compete.
But we competed.
It was a frustrating game for a lot of different reasons. Like I said, I honestly watched the game last night. I'm trying to kind of digest what I saw because there was a point in the fourth quarter, even after all the great things Karl Anthony Towns had done throughout the game, there's a point in the fourth quarter I'm like, oh, they're about to run away with this. And is it sad that I just love when Sadiq Bey and Okongwu are on the floor? I just feel like we have such a better shot at that point. And then you kind of put the starters back in and things go a little bit haywire. And like you said, Trae Young had some tough turnovers. But they're still down at the end of the game. Trae's trying to make plays. And you have to give Trae credit, by the way. The dribble drive to the hoop and kicking it out to Bogey, and Bogey bricks a three. He makes that three with 3 seconds left or however much time it was. Game's over with.
And by the way, that was a great look. That was a great look. And Bob and Neek both said it. they thought it was going in. It looked like it was. It just didn't fall.
So you're actually finally smiling talking about this game. So I think, and I'm not one for saying, okay, yeah, we played tough, so like we can find the, you know, the positive takeaways in that. But can you? You lit up when talking about that play.
But
and
we
it
competed.
Seems like you're not as mad because we haven't seen so much of the consistency, but at least we got the play. The level of play was up last night.
I think what competed. Was exciting about that to me, I feel like when I've watched and Trae Young has done his best to kind of take over the game in the fourth quarter and kind of salt the game away down the stretch, I feel like he has so many times he's forced the ball at the end of the game. So to see him drive to the hoop but still kick it to Bogey, and that's what you want to see in that situation, right? Well, that's what you want to see him kick it out to Bogey. Bogey's got a wide open three and he bricks it. And you could tell that it got to Bogey, but that's what you want to see. And I think I don't want to call it growth, man. It's not like Trey's never kicked a freaking ball out, so I don't want to sit here and say there's growth. I thought that they did some of the right things you had to do down the stretch. That's
well,
all I'm saying.
That's if this team's going to be at their best, we need Trey at his best. And when Trey is creating, he's penetrating and creating opportunities for the guys around him, that is the best version of Trey. I know Trey can finish, but when he does that, that is how you get the best out of this team. So, yeah, that does make me smile. That was a great moment, but we're sitting here talking about competing after losing on the road to a team that is literally 500, and
but
now you're not. So those are the problems for me.
That's true.
You are listening to the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's put a smile on Bo's face, and let's talk about Mike Soroka because he made his spring training debut yesterday. And look, he had a tough stretch over the last few years, having to come back from injury. I was talking with Bo about it last night, the Achilles heel. I mean, that's a tough one to return from. And then to have it happen twice is like, ugh. So to see this guy back on the mound, I think a lot of people were excited about this.
Yeah, he comes back late last season, gets shut down during the very end of the season when he was down in the minors. Then he comes out, spring training, the hamstring slows him down. We finally see him out here. I think he threw about 36 pitches. He hit around 95, which was great. The velocity's up, which means he's getting it done. He had some bad defense behind him in the first inning. He had an unearned run. He did allow an earned run later in the game. But this is all promising from Soroka. I don't expect him to be on the opening day roster. I expect him to be down, clearly. You're going to name probably Dylan Dodd will be your fifth starter, and Soroka will start down in Gwinnett and hopefully go down there, dominate, and be up very soon. I want to see Mike Soroka. Imagine having Mike Soroka even close to what he was when he went down with this injury as your fifth starter.
Yeah, that's a loaded team, by the way, in Gwinnett all of a sudden. Loaded team. But look, if you can get anything close to what he was his rookie year, what was that, 2019, I believe it was. Dude, he was shut down. He was incredible. And like you said, the velocity's up yesterday. I thought the slider had nice bites. So whatever you can get at him, I think right at this point, in the first month of the season is a plus.
A big plus for the Braves yesterday, having him back out on the mound. Guys, just ahead, we're going to do the TV's timeout segment. And I got to come up with what, I don't know, what ridiculous thing happened to me. I got to think
Something tells me that you have something ridiculous you haven't even thought about just yet. Because this segment has never been a letdown for me.
These things just find me.
Tiffany, if I may, I have a suggestion. You can explain to the people what you had a fistful of yesterday.
Oh,
and you just grabbed a fistful out of nowhere. That's a tease.
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and get.
That's a tease.
Okay. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be back. Oh my god.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mike.
I'm sorry. I am so excited for this freaking segment. Like Dylan with the ultimate tease before we go to commercial break. And like,
y'all are going to be disappointed with
oh my God.
The fistful that I had.
Okay, dude, if that's not a drop, you and I are going to have a conversation.
Dude.
That is the drop. I need that. You have me saying stupid stuff.
Oh, no, don't ever use that again.
That's an amazing drop.
Don't text my dad.
She's going to be.
This is not
Tiffany, you know that's a drop. That can't be a drop for that to hit. I should be fired if I didn't make that a drop. That has to be a drop now.
You know, we could see what we could do about that based on your tease.
Yeah, I was going to say, yours needs to be a drop too then. Like the tease before the break, Tiffany had a fistful last night.
Hey, before we get there, the men's NCAA tournament. This is my hard transition. Sometimes my transition is like, hey, what about them Braves? Like when things get like awkward with people, I'll just throw out a random, hey, what about them Falcons? Like, let's just change gears. So what about the NCAA men's tournament? That is tonight. The Sweet 16 tips off. Did you guys do brackets? Because I did not. And if I did, I would lose. And I hate losing, which is why I don't do them.
No, I was
so disappointed in you, dude. I thought if anybody in this building had a bracket, I would have put money on the fact
that
it was you.
Same.
Well, I would have put money on Abe Gordon. I know Abe has like 19 of them, but no, yeah, it's a good call. I haven't done one in a couple of years. I was so religious with doing them, and I would be in multiple bracket challenges, and I've won some of them. I just got burnt out on it, and I think the way the sport has gone, this has been the best tournament that I remember in years. But I feel like we got to a point there for a while where the tournaments just weren't the same, and this one is kind of taking us back old school. I will do one next year literally based on how good this tournament has been so far.
I think that's fair. And look, I'll be honest with you. I did two different brackets. I haven't even looked at them this week because the two champions I had, and you're going to laugh, and I'm a Bama guy, by the way, and I just didn't want – like I'm in all these bracket challenges with all these Bama people, so I was like, I'm not going to go chalk here. So my two champions were Kansas, who takes the L the other day against Arkansas, I want to say. And I had freaking Duke because I was like, Duke's so hot at the end of the year. They're going to, dude, take another L. So I'm like, I'm not even looking at my brackets this week until the Sweet 16 is over.
You literally can't go with back-to-back champions anymore as a pick.
No.
I agree. It was a bad move on my part to go with Kansas. But
how is your team the number one overall seed and then you don't pick them in one of your brackets? And by the way, you're not just a fan. You're not just an alumnus. You played athletics at the school.
Because I think that I've been watching Bama basketball for so long that I'm so critical of their ability to kind of finish this run. It's not like a Johnny-come-lately thing. They were in the Sweet 16 2 years ago with Colin Sexton. But I just look at it, and I look at Nate Oates and the whole situation, and I'm just like, I'm just that guy who doesn't want to be let down, so I try not to build it up too high.
You just hope they go out and compete, right?
Yeah, just got to go compete, you know.
I was waiting for you to cue it up, Dylan.
But we compete.
Thank you. Gosh. No, but I just want to go back to real quick. So because you're a fan of a team, maybe you went to the school, you played for them, like you can't be a realist or take a different perspective on things. Like you're going to ride or die with your team no matter who they are, even if they're not that great. And you're going to put them at number one and blow up your bracket just because.
Yeah, but we competed.
That's all fine and dandy if you want to put it that way. They're the number one overall seed. They've been the best team in the country consistently throughout the season.
I'm not arguing what he said. I'm not arguing like that take on it. I'm just asking you the question because you're like, I'm picking my team no matter what. And
no,
like,
I'm a realist, but here's the thing. You have two brackets. I see what you're saying, and you're not wrong. You had two brackets.
Never wrong.
You didn't pick your team in one of them, and they're the number one seed.
I do have questions about that.
Can I
call you Michael? That deserves a Michael. Like, Michael, what are you?
There's a couple of people in my life that call me Michael. You can enter that group.
I'm going to use it in this.
It's basically my mom and my wife, but yeah.
I bet you got called Michael yesterday at some point.
See, nope, all I didn't. This is like, okay. Yeah. Hey, let's.
But you don't get it because he screwed up the anniversary.
Yeah.
I'm just messing everything up because Dylan was messing everything up talking about crazy teases. Let's just get the TB's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
The look of disgust on my face for Dylan's tease. Guys, I grabbed a fistful of shredded cheese.
Hold on,
night,
I need more
okay?
setup. Why did you go grab a fistful of shredded cheese?
I was just like, I think sometimes like getting accustomed to this morning shift. And because I guess my life is kind of like always like in a state of, I don't even know how I would describe it. But I was like, I lose all rationale sometimes. And sometimes, you know what? Shredded cheese just tastes good. So I usually reserve my shredded cheese for my eggs. So, you know.
What time? when did this happen?
This is random. Oh, while we were on our production call.
Like
that you
4
slept
o'clock
through
in the
last night.
You want to talk about your life being in flux? Yesterday, dude, I fell asleep with my phone on my chest, rolled over on top of it, and never heard one ring for about 2 hours.
We're calling like, hey, is Mike going to be on this call? It's like, nah, he's either asleep or trying to chase down his son who's climbing Mount Everest or something at 2 years old.
Not the first time I've worked on this show that had a mic that missed a conference call, but I'll keep it there. What kind of shredded cheese was it?
Just the like the store brand. Like I went.
Oh,
to,
like what kind of cheese though?
Like shredded cheddar.
Cheddar,
like,
okay.
Sharp cheddar.
Like Colby Jack, Monterey.
Just shredded cheddar. Cheddar, yeah. Actually, well, never mind. I'm gonna nerd out.
Hold
go
on.
Ahead.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Are you about to talk about the calories for
no,
cheddar?
No, not calories.
Okay,
I'm not a calorie
sure.
person. I love to eat. I want to make sure I get the proper protein intake.
Tiffany, before you continue, I just have to commend you because, like, Andy and Randy, shout out to the Midday Show. Randy always talks about, you know, how he's born hard. Like, I feel like Tiffany, we got to put her in the born hard category because, like, who just grabs a fistful of sharp cheddar cheese and just eats a fistful of sharp cheddar cheese straight up? Like, I feel like you got to be born hard to do that.
It's shredded. It's not like it's a chunk. But honestly, well, then I guess I was born hard too because I buy the
apple
the nacho shredded cheese, the Kroger brand, and I put it on my little protein bowls that I make with either turkey or lean ground beef and some brown rice. My dog has now kind of gotten a hold of what the sound is when I open the cheese. And sometimes I used to go snack like that too, but because of my dog. So my dog hears it no matter where she's at in the house. She could be in the basement all the way away. And she comes running because she hears the package and opening.
Pavlov's dog.
What kind of dog do you have?
A dog.
Mr. Bornhard.
Yeah, Mr. Bornhard has a chihuahua, right?
It's my wife's dog.
Yeah.
I bought it for her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's your dog.
Now it's our dog, but yes, there's
hey,
a...
Hey, my dog's like 70 pounds, so you know, I got some street cred.
What? Yeah, in here with a pink hair bow and.
Oh yeah, I am wearing all pink today, so I guess.
What's the chihuahua's name?
Well, I protect her name on the air because you know it's my child. So on the air,
no big deal. You said my son's name earlier on the air, but we're gonna protect the chihuahua.
No, I did not say it in the. I said it in there off the air.
Wait, you protect
that was
your
steak,
dogs?
Actually.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Don't call me out.
How did we get here through shredded cheese?
And my dog's name is Sprinkles for the listeners.
Really?
You protect the name of the dog on air so that you're not recognized as being a 92.9 host at a dog park when you're like, Sprinkles, come here.
Oh, my dog does not do well with other dogs. She doesn't like dog parks. She looks at other dogs and growls and shows her teeth like she's going to do something. But I don't know what to tell you about. I mean, look, my dog's got personality.
You know what? I'm gonna shift gears for a second.
Okay.
Because Bo, you know, I'm pulling into the parking garage this morning.
Ah, here we go.
And, you know, like, not gonna, you know, as anybody should be, you have your head on a swivel whenever you're somewhere early in the morning, late at night. So I'm getting out of my car and I'm hitting up Bo. Hey, I'm here. Cause you know, I don't want to walk up by myself, even though I'm taller than Bo and I can, you know, I can deadlift 385.
Only when you wear boots.
But still.
Really? What is this? TV's timeout came a roast session.
And so Bo comes out of a corner with his black hoodie over his head. And yeah, I high-stepped it back to my vehicle because I was about to play any games. He's about to get either this coffee thrown in his face or get boxed in the parking garage. And I didn't know who this was.
So
you can tweet at us because I thought that was pretty. Tweet us at 929 the game.
It's chilly outside. I needed my hood up.
My ears get cold. I did not even bring a jacket today. You almost got boxed in the face, Bo.
You know what Tiffany did? Have you ever seen the Homer Simpson gif where like he just kind of
just eases back in pedals the
into the bushes? Tiff starts to walk from her door. She closes her door and starts to walk around to like the hood of her car, and she sees me. And she just starts, like, literally, it's like someone hit rewind. She just rewinds slowly behind
you her
car.
You do not wait. Some of us, if you catch my drift, we don't wait to find out what's about to happen, all right?
We don't F around and find out.
No, if people are running, you just run.
That's right.
And if you see someone.
How is that a way to live life?
Peripheral,
that's right, sister.
The whole.
If people are jumping right, off sister. Cliffs, you just go, oh, I got to go. Bad's coming.
So you see people running. You're like, let me find out what's happening.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm that guy. I got to. If there's a car crashing or there's a car scene, I'm like, let me see what's going on over there. I'm nosy. I can't help it.
But, yeah, that's pretty hilarious, Bo. I wish Tiffany actually would have squared up on you. That would have been pretty funny.
That's cool.
Dude, TB's timeout would have been taken for the next week if we – because we would have gone down to security, gotten the video footage.
Oh, I would have owned me something new because Tiffany would have been in civil court.
Look, I always said, hey, if something happens, that person's going to, like, I may get messed up, but that person's going to be messed up too. we're getting the rap cue from Dylan. That's it for TV's timeout. It kind of went a little bit off the rails. So when we come back, we're going to dive back in to the Falcons and that eighth pick of the draft that they have and what they should do with it. We also still have Mike Garafolo coming on our show. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. A lot coming for you here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.